Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
December 11th, 2007, the Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, payoff. Welcome back to another Digital Story Show. I've got lots to talk about today. I'm going to start out with a little rant, actually, something I don't do very much. I'm not really what you would consider a ranter, but I've got a little rant today that I'm going to lead off with just to get things off on a good foot. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about payoff. And a payoff in the case of, you know, we've been going on and on and on about photo management software, about keywording, about getting organized, about aperture, about Lightroom, about iPhoto, yada, yada, yada. And you know what? It can pay off. And I'm in the middle of a project right now where it is paying off. And I want to talk about that a little bit. That will be the inspirational segment of the show. And then I'm going to cover some, I have some breaking news. Oh my gosh, I got breaking news also. And then, of course, a little TDS business. So I got all sorts of good stuff today. It's a whole mishmash, hodgepodge, cornucopia of photography information right here on the Digital Story. So let me start out with the rant. Now, I enjoy podcasting. I consider myself a fairly decent podcaster. I've been doing it for a while now. I do it here on the Digital Story. I podcast for O'Reilly Media. And I've got, oh my gosh, you know, a whole lot of them under my belt. Way over 100 podcasts under my belt. And I think I have some idea about podcasting. And as a consumer, I think I have I know what I want. And one of the reasons why I like podcasting is because, quite honestly, podcasting has less BS, and you know, you can, you know, apply whatever words you want to those two letters, but I think most of us have some idea what BS means, and we certainly know what it is when we hear it. Podcasting has less BS, or should have less BS, in my opinion, and it gets down to the heart of the matter faster. Okay, I mean, let's face it, I don't have a gigantic radio station here I have to support. So I don't need to cave in to, you know, advertisers demanding all sorts of crazy stuff. I get to pick the advertisers I want. I got to pay my ISP, got to keep my equipment up, and hopefully there's a little bit of money left over to buy some pizza and beer at the end of the week. That's, you know, what I'm about here. I'm not trying to get rich off this. So there's a campaign going on right now by a company that I like, actually quite a bit, audible.com. But their Audible ads are driving me nuts, and they're on some of my favorite podcasts, podcasts that I listen to. And the thing about it is, you can tell there's a whole formula here. And if any of you listen to podcasts that have been invaded by Audible, you're going to know what I'm saying here. So first of all, they have to say something at the top of the show. Okay, sponsored by Audible, and if you want your free book, you go to blah, 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 audible.com/whatever the podcast is. Okay, I can live with that. That's just, you know, sort of a regular sort of sponsor kind of thing. But then they insist on doing these book reviews, these Audible book reviews, in the middle of the show. And I hate these things. I mean, they're book reviews by people, first of all, who aren't book reviewers. You know, I'm a photographer. I do a photography show. I'm not a plumber, so I probably wouldn't be doing a plumbing show. It just wouldn't make much sense. And I really don't like, and I'm an English major. This is what I did for, well, 7 years, actually. I explored all aspects of English and communications and design. But I'm an English major, so I do know a little bit about literary criticism and general book reviewing. And most of these people I listen to that are reviewing these books that are subjecting me to their book reviews as part of their Audible sponsorship are driving me nuts. And in fact, and if any of you are listening, any podcasters listening that have this sponsorship, I am now pulling the plug when I hear those frickin' book reviews, okay? Because I can't take another book review by someone who isn't a book reviewer and are only doing it as part of, I hope you're getting paid a lot for that Audible sponsorship, because it's driving, I can't be the only person that this is making crazy or driving away. I tell you, I'm listening to this thing on my iPhone. Those Audible book reviews come up. I'm pulling the plug and I'm going to the next podcast. I will tell you right now, dear TDS listeners, people who have suffered with me for way over 100 episodes, I will not subject you to that. If I blather on, at least it's something that I care about, it's something that's meaningful, and something that I really believe in. I will not subject you to stuff that I do not believe in, or stuff just for getting some advertising dollars. Okay, I'll tell you that right now, and I'm going to stick to that. And if I wander from that, you can call me on it. I'd be more than happy you can call me on it, and I will put your comments on the blog or whatever on the air here. Whatever. Okay, so that's end of rant, bracket, / rant, closed bracket. No more of that. I was just driving over here to do this show, and I got hit with another one of those things, and I can't take it anymore. Podcasting to me, if it's nothing else, it should be about being sincere and passionate about whatever you're podcasting about. Okay, enough of that. Let's go on to something more cheery. I want to talk about Aperture and Lightroom, actually. That's what I want to talk about right now. And the reason why I want to talk about it is sort of combined. This is a dual subject segment of the show. The reason why I want to talk about it is because I'm working on a book. I'm working on a that I haven't announced yet to you guys. I think I've sort of maybe mentioned it in passing. And it's called Digital Photography Companion. And it's going to be out in March. It's going to be published by O'Reilly Media. And I love this book. I have to tell you right now, I love this book. It is a book that I have wanted to do for years and haven't been able to. And everything came together this time around. It was a contract I didn't even think I was going to get to close. It was a contract that just couldn't get the contract. You know, I had to argue about stuff. It was taken away, da-da-da-da-da-da. Finally got through the contract thing and got to work on it. And all the pieces came together. I got an editor from heaven. I've got two designers that are just fabulous. Got a great copy editor. Have a good publisher. It's just a wonderful time for this book. And I'm really excited about it. This is a book you can get excited about, right? I can talk about this book because, first of all, I know it really well. And second of all, I know what I'm talking about. And third of all, it's a good book. So I'm working on this book. And for me, when I've worked on previous books in the past, the whole photography part of the book was problematic for me for a couple reasons. I do books on digital photography, and when I did my first few books on digital photography, I wanted to be true to the medium, so I would only run photos in the book that I took with a digital camera, not my vast inventory of film stuff. And to me, digitizing a slide for a book on digital photography technique was not legit, so I wouldn't do it. So I didn't do it, so digital photos. And when I did those early books, I had cameras they're wonderful cameras, but they were cameras like a Canon G2 and point and shoots and stuff like that. Because in the very early days of digital photography, I would not spend $20,000 on a DSLR that I knew was going to be worth $2,000 in a year or so. I've been in technology for a long time. I know how this works. And I just wasn't going to do it. So, and then there was a whole workflow part of it. So, you know, I had problems on the capture side because I wasn't working with the tools that I wanted here. In the film world, I get these great SLRs with these great lenses, you know, flash systems, the whole deal. And for the digital books, I was having to work with digital cameras that just weren't what I was used to. Then we got on the workflow side. And I, in the beginning, of course, I didn't have a workflow. I was like, everyone else. It was like, oh my God, I got all these pictures and they're on my hard drive and they're in folders and I'm labeling them. Well, maybe I'll not label the pictures, I'll label the folders. And if I need to find one, I'll find it sometime, someday. And there might be versions of it. And I think my favorite version was the one with the asterisks in the file name, but I'm not sure if I did that every time. On and on and on. And the picture part of it, just, oh, what a headache, you know. So working with stuff, shooting with cameras that I don't normally shoot with, and then having virtually no workflow, and then, you know, getting these things through production and out the door. Okay, so that was book production in the past. So the last book that I published, that was just me, not where I was a co-author, like on iPhoto, The Missing Manual, that I write with David Pogue. But the last book that I did that was just me, I think came out in May of 2005. So, you know, on a book, you work on it for a year before, so, you know, I'm shooting for this book and working on it in 2004, which in the world of digital photography was a long time ago. Here we are at the end of 2007, and I'm looking at a whole different planet. So after the book came out, Digital Photography Pocket Guide, 3rd edition, which is a book that sells really well, and I get great comments on it all the time, and people bring them to me when I speak to sign, and you know, they're all dog-eared, and they tell me that this book's been all over the world with them, and it just makes me just as happy as a man can be. So that was the last book that I did. It came out in May 2005, and I knew that it was going to be hard to get the next book signed, even though I knew Pocket Guide would do well, but just because the rules of the publishing game were changing, and you have to have, you know, these things called platform now, and you have to have an audience and all this sort of stuff. So I thought, okay, I'll take time out from a book and I'll start the digital story. I'll start my virtual camera club. I've wanted to do this for a long time and now seems like a good time to do it. So that's what I did. I worked on digital story in at the end of 2005 and through 2006. And boy, if you've been hanging out, you know, I just had a great time. You know, I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, the drunk best man at a wedding here, but I have to say, I love you, man. I mean, this has been just a terrific experience for me. And I plan on it continuing to be a terrific experience for a long, long time, because I'm not going anywhere. So at any rate, I got the digital story going and so forth. And then all these wonderful things started happening. You know, Aperture came out, and then Lightroom came out, and iPhoto got better. And I was getting camera bodies that I liked. And then when I got the Canon 5D, I got a camera body that I loved. And it's the first time I truly was in love with a digital SLR or a digital camera of any type. And I just still adore that camera body and love shooting with it. So my capture suddenly was more what I liked, and I was shooting more. And then I had these workflows to manage all these pictures, and I embraced both Lightroom and Aperture. And the way my workflows work now is that I use Aperture for the images that I take with the Canon 5D, and I use Lightroom for everything that I shoot with the G9, which is a lot. I shoot a lot with the G9, the Canon G9. I like that little camera a lot too. Probably my second or third camera right now, because the Canon XTI is in there somewhere too. I hate admitting it, but boy, you know, sometimes I just pick up that camera and just go have fun. So at any rate, so I use Lightroom for the G9 because, first of all, Lightroom can handle the G9, and I love having a Lightroom environment, you know, with the camera. You know, I love that relationship between software application and hardware capture. And the G9 and Lightroom to me are just, you know, they're bread and butter, they're peanut butter and chocolate. And Aperture and the Canon 5D, they just resonate too. So I got these two great workflows, and I enjoy them both thoroughly. I teach both Lightroom and Aperture. And anyone that's ever, you know, tried to get me to talk one against the other, I just won't do it, because I dig them both. So anyway, so I have these two things going. Okay, but all this time, over all these years, and you've been listening to me do this, I've been preaching about, you know, how these workflows bring efficiency, you know, to your photography. And, you know, I've been pumping stuff in there. I've been keywording, been organizing things by collections in Lightroom or by projects in Aperture, on and on and on. And, of course, and it's been helpful. I generate web pages and I make prints and I do all this stuff, and I've been really enjoying it a lot. And I know where all my pictures are. I can find them. But the real payoff came for doing all this upfront work when I started working on Digital Photography Companion, on this book that's going to come out in March. Because I had, you know, you have to know where all your pictures are when you work on a book. Because, you know, you can't have too many pictures. A lot of people ask me, well, why don't you publish more of your stuff, you know, online on Flickr and all that kind of stuff? And I do try to share a lot of my work. But a lot of it I just hang on to, because when it comes time for a book, you need everything. You need everything. No matter, it's like horizontal space in your studio or in your office. No matter how much you have, you need more. And it's the same way with photos. And so I hang on to all these photos, and I have tons of them. So when it comes time to start putting the book together, you're going, okay, what's the best photo to illustrate this? What's the best photo to talk about that? What are the five best photos for chapter openers? What set of photos am I going to show the designer for the cover design? It goes on and on and on. And then there are these different stages of production. You know, first of all, you know, you're just kind of pulling stuff together. And the way that I do it is I generate web pages. And then, you know, I send the designer over to the web pages, or the editor, or whomever, and let them take a look at this stuff. And then we have discussions, and then I generate more web pages, and, you know, just sort of working with JPEGs and stuff. And then as we get into the book itself, then I will generate more JPEGs for placement, for layout, for kind of seeing how things are going to work and so forth. And then when we get down to the nitty-gritty, where I have to produce the final files, those are CMYKs, because this is going on a printing press, and I have to generate those. And fortunately, the printer that I work with, that O'Reilly, my publisher, has chosen, I had a little bit of say in it, actually. I did a little lobbying on this. But they're up in Canada, and they have a profile for the CMYK, which is really cool. So then I have to go back to the same images again, and this time I have to generate, you know, the final CMYK output that accompanies the layout and goes to the printer, and hopefully will end up in a beautiful book. So, you know, you're going back to these images all the time. You're getting feedback. You're looking for variations on them and so forth. And I have to tell you, what used to be probably part of the process that made me a little nuts, a little wacko, has become a joy, has become fun. Because now, when I'm culling images, I'm building albums and collections in Aperture and Lightroom, I can just work with the images any way I want. I can make versions of them. I can make virtual copies of them. I can try things out. They're all organized. I can go back to them. I can export a small JPEG for a web page. I can export the web pages themselves. And then when we decide which images I want to use, I just go back to my files inside Lightroom and Aperture. I know where everything is. And this time I export differently. I export a different size JPEG, or I can even export the CMYKs and so forth. And it's all right there. And it has gone from the thing that was a headache to something that was really fun. It's really fun now. I totally enjoy this. And that feeling, you know, that feeling when you're on top of things, when it's organized. And, you know, when people are asking you for stuff, hey, well, would it be too much trouble if you gave us this set and, you know, maybe in JPEG format this size? And you're going, not a problem at all. That is such a good feeling. I have never had that feeling while working on a book before. Never, ever. And I have that feeling now. And the key wording and the project structure and organization and the collections and everything, they are all paying off big time. And so now I'm dying to get to the pictures. You know, I want to get my other stuff done so I can work on the book. I'm actually chomping at the bit. The only other thing that I've enjoyed doing as much as working on this book lately is working on the digital story itself. And so, you know, I get in that same warm glow. You know, the digital story I have down to a pretty good workflow, a pretty good process. I love the subject material. I love the audience. You know, it's good times, and the book is going the same way. And I have to tell you, I just have to be honest with you, a whole lot of the reason why I'm enjoying, especially the second half of the process of working on this book, is because of Aputure and Lightroom. There is a payoff. Now, you're going, probably at this point, you're going, well, you know, not Derek, I'd love to, but I'm not really working on a book right now. So, does any of this apply to me? Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, a book is just one manifestation of pulling your photographs. There are so many different others, including making your own books, right, with the print-on-demand stuff, projects that come up, web pages that you build, sites that you launch, prints that you want to make. I mean, here we are near the holidays. Are you guys making prints? Are you going to give prints away to people? I mean, I hope you are. I mean, I'm talking, I don't know how many thousands of really talented photographers I'm talking to right now, but I know a lot. I know it's in the thousands, and I know a lot of you are really talented because you show me your work all the time. So I hope you're going through your collections and pulling out some of your best shots and making prints and stuff and sharing them with people right now. I mean, the way that I share my passion, a couple different ways, but one is definitely through the digital story, so online. And then another way that I share my passion is by writing these books. And then the third is by teaching directly. And I hope, you know, you have outlets that work for you where you get to share your passion, because the thing about photography that I love so much, and I know I'm saying love a lot today, and believe me, I haven't gone woo-woo on you or anything. This is just, I'm very passionate about this stuff, you know. The thing that I really like about photography, compared to other media, other outlets of our artistic and craftsman expression, is that you can make really great stuff with really good tools, and that you can share it with people. And people like looking at photographs, and photographs resonate with people. And you have all sorts of different ways you can do it. So you can pick, you know, the way that works for you, whether it's print or online or cards or posters, you know, whatever you like to do. I used to work with this photo assistant, and her thing was making calendars, and she made great calendars, and I just, you know, I really liked looking at her calendars a lot, and it was something that she had a knack for. So, I mean, you know, we all have these different outlets. So going back to Lightroom and Aputure and iPhoto or whatever application you're using to do this kind of work, by having all of your stuff together and organized and accessible, that makes it easy. Like, after this podcast, you may go, you know, Derek really got me fired up. You know, I hadn't been doing much with my photography, and I'm all fired up, and I want to go make some prints. Well, you know what? If you have your stuff organized, why you're still fired up, why the embers are still glowing there, you can go do something while you're motivated, because, you know, all of your images are ready and they're waiting for you. if you're all fired up and you go to your computer and you start digging through folders of images and you can't find the one that you really want to print, and the next thing you know, you're feeling frustrated and you're getting sort of cranky, and then you're not making a print, and then, you know, you're on the couch watching TV. So, I mean, really, having your stuff available is a big part of the creative process, mainly because it keeps the creative process going. It doesn't interrupt it. And this is huge. This is a big part of what these applications can do for us. So I think I've probably made my point 10 times over and being very effusive and so forth. But I honestly believe in what I'm talking about, not only today, but in the other shows. And if you haven't really taken the time to get your images together, get your library together, we're on the brink of a new year. We're on the brink of 2008 here. And what a great New Year's resolution to make, that I am going to start getting my photo library under control. I have great applications to choose from. There's lots of information about all of them. I'm going to pick one, or in my case, two or three, and I'm going to start getting, 2008, I'm going to start getting my photography act together, because as an artist, I owe it to myself to have my images available to me and all the tools that I need to make to get the most out of them. I would think that would be a great way to start out 2008. And I will say no more, at least for this show. I'll be back at this subject, I promise you. I have a couple sponsors to thank. These are people that help keep our show afloat. Boinks Software, the makers of Photo Magico, the best slideshow in the world, and it happens to run on a Mac. And Expo Disc, the fine folks over at Expo Imaging. I'm going to have, by the way, I'm teaching a whole lot at Macworld, and I'm going to have some Expo discs and so forth on me so that you can play with, and I'm going to give a few away too. So make sure you show up to my classes at Macworld, because we're going to have lots of fun. And thanks to Expo Disc for sponsoring the Digital Story. And also I want to thank our newest sponsor, LowPro. I'm just now getting going with them. They're a brand new sponsor, and we're cooking up some plans, and I should have some stuff to announce. So thanks to LowPro. All three of them have tiles on the Digital Story. Click on them and find out more about their great products. And finally, I want to mention the photo assignment for this month is water. And so think about it. And it's all forms of water. Steam, ice, water. And then, you know, metaphorically speaking, there's all sorts of stuff you can do with this photo assignment. And so make sure you work on it. The deadline is the end of December. And keep those grab shots coming. And then also I want to mention, if you haven't been over to our Flickr public group, the Digital Story public group on Flickr, make sure you stop by. We've got over 500 members, lots of great photos. You can post your photos there too. And then they show up also on the member photo gallery on the Digital Story. And then we have forum there. And if you have a question or a comment or something you just want to discuss, post it on the forum. And we all keep an eye on it, and we will chime in. It's a fun part of the Digital Story, and I hope you go over and check it out. If you haven't, or if you haven't been over for a while, make sure you stop by. Okay, well, I told you that this was going to be quite the eclectic show this week, and it was, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I hope you enjoyed it too. Go out, take some pictures, think about your resolutions for 2008, and I will see you here next week. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.